every Friday right about this time, we allow our show to be a forum for your secrets, your little family secrets that you have at 502-571-9970.
That's not creepy, is it?
I know that we've kind of set a precedence with people just calling and then hanging up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they're
almost
nervous.
Like we're our request line is like an answering machine.
Well,
we're like, hello, and then they just say their piece and they literally hang up.
Because they need to purge it from their system, just tell somebody and then not be judged.
Yeah, if you hang on the line long enough, you've heard Kelly, she starts to go down that road.
I have questions.
Yeah. So anyways, we received this earlier this week, and it honestly, it sounds like we're on speakerphone, but...
I accidentally steal soda. When I go grocery shopping.
Okay, so she steals soda.
So this sounds like this happens a lot.
Like it's on the bottom of my cart and I'll have like a big case down there. And I'm addicted to Diet Coke. It's the only thing I drink. I know it's so bad. I try to stop, but I love it. And, you know, most of the time, like 90% of the time, they never look down there. So I'm just constantly getting free soda. And I guess my confession is I really don't feel that bad about it.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. I can understand if that happens like once.
Yeah.
But if you know it's happening and you're now purposefully trying to do it, that's not good.
And so, like, for her, I can see where it's kind of the perfect crime where it's like she's not hiding it.
Right.
It's just on the bottom of the cart.
It's their fault. They didn't ask.
I remember this happened to me recently where I was at the checkout and I had like a big thing of cat litter on the bottom of the cart.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to forget. I knew it was there and I was going to get it, but it was just last. And the lady behind me was like, sir, you've got some, sir. Oh, sir.
The line police.
Yeah. The lady behind me was all like,
citizen's arrest.
Litter, cat litter. Simmer down.
But I guess stores are having problems with that, with like the self-checkout lines.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could eat, you know what I mean? Like they have to keep a really close eye on that.
I inadvertently shoplifted eyeshadow when my son was a baby.
Oh.
He grabbed it and I didn't realize it and put it in the little like, you know, shopping cart cover. And I saw it when I was like loading everything in the car. I'm like, oh, man. Then I would have had to load him back up and go back in. And so I went home and then I took it back the next day.
Oh, that
text
was nice
message 502-571-9970. Oh, that's going to escalate soon. She's going to be loading up steaks and booze on the bottom and quote, forget about it.
It's the gateway.
Yeah.
Daniel said, you don't have to worry about this at all at Mattress Firm.
Yeah, I got the Mattress Firm mattress.
Sir, what's that on the bottom of your cart? Nothing.
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 I'm way too terrified of karma.
I will say that I will like try a grape.
But do you buy them?
Well, sometimes. If they're good. If they're good, I'll buy them. If they're not good grapes, then I don't buy them.
You can't try it when it's still on the shelf.
I guess technically stealing your cart.
Yes.
I guess that's technically
stealing. If you're buying the grapes, no biggie. But if you try it and then not buy them, what's the matter with you, sir?
And my mom used to give me an entire box of vanilla wafers at the start of the grocery shopping. I would eat the entire box. So that's technically stealing because I would have eaten it before we bought it, but then she would buy the empty box.
One time, when I was little, my grandmother, you know, like the little bakery area in grocery stores?
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother would bring me over to the little bakery area, open up and get me a cookie. And I know they give them out. It wasn't given to her. She would just take it out of the thing and give it to me. And I go, Grandma, isn't that stealing? She goes, it's not for little girls.
Oh,
so little girls can have cookies.
By definition, little girls can't be stealing.
And so you know what that taught you? If you're a cute little girl, you get things for free. That's right.